Hello and welcome to the Fastest Lap podcast, helping you to stay up to date with the fast-moving world of Formula One. No races to determine the grid next year, but maybe a race in Miami in 2021. We'll bring you the most interesting stories from last week. My name is Jan, and as ever, I'm with Fergal. Hello everyone to episode 164 of the Fastest Lap podcast. Last week, the F1 teams voted on the introduction of qualifying races, which they wanted, or the promoters wanted, to trial at some of the 2020 races. However, there wasn't an agreement between all teams, surprise, surprise, which meant the idea didn't get through. From a fans' perspective, I mean, Fergal, we talked about that topic a few episodes ago, but from a fans' perspective, I have to say I'm happy with the outcome, but I'm interested in your opinion, because I think last time you said you're open for change. I am too, but I also said I'm not necessarily in favor of that particular change.
Yeah, actually, just to clarify something, just to correct something, what you said, it never actually went to a vote. They were going to vote on it, but they could see that there was literally no point in putting it to a vote because
they must have done a pre-vote.
Well, they saw that there was no way that they could come to an agreement, so it was overturned. And that doesn't mean that it still won't be in effect next year. It can still always be enforced for next year. If you think back to 2016, when we had that qualifying change, that was only agreed shortly before the start of the season.
By whom, actually? Was it agreed by all teams back then as well?
That was... How long ago was that? 3-4 years ago? I think it was, yeah. Put through by all teams, yeah. But I can't exactly remember, to be honest. Didn't actually go to a vote, but nevertheless, it was kind of a stretch anyway about whether it would go through or not. And yeah, it didn't. I did say I was up for change, open for change. I didn't really like the idea of qualifying races, I don't know. I mean, it's not what the main issue is right now in Formula One, and other things can be, you know, looked at to improve. So for now it's not coming in, but still could get enforced before the start of the season. And of course it would only be for like 3 events during the year, not actually every single event. So
yep. Exactly. And one thing that is still on the table, if I'm correct, is the proposal to shorten the race weekends. I'm not even sure whether it's on for 2020 or 2021, but they are discussing ways to shorten the weekend, maybe do all the press activity on Friday morning and only have running on Friday afternoon. Is there any progress, or when are actually discussions going on for? Is it for 2020 or 2021?
Yeah, from what I've heard, or what I last heard, it was 2021. These discussions about the shortening of the weekend, having stuff on the media stuff on Friday morning and then practice in the afternoon, that's been going on for quite a while now. I think it's been going on for, I remember at the Canadian Grand Prix anyway, they were talking about it. It might have even been, I think that's when it first sort of came into light earlier this year.
I'm pretty sure that was that weekend, because I also remember they talked about maybe fixing setups on Friday or something, and I can definitely remember that was Canada GP weekend.
And from a journalistic point of view, that would make Fridays incredibly busy, like so busy, it's ridiculous. But it does shorten the weekend quite a lot, because then you pretty much don't have to arrive Yeah, I mean, it takes, I guess you could arrive on the Thursday, most people do anyway, so yeah, I'm not really sure how much it would do, and it would be a shame to, well, in the broader speak of things about shortening weekends, it would be a shame if weekends were shortened to 2 days, for example, in the future, because, I mean, for the fans that pay a lot of money to go to the circuit, it wouldn't really make much sense, but, yeah, it's on the table basically, and it's being discussed, so we'll see.
Yep, and as I mentioned in the introduction, no races for next year to determine the grid, but we also had some news regarding to another race in the USA. Of course, the Austin, not Austin Grand Prix, the USGP in Austin is coming up in a couple of weeks. I think it's even a back-to-back to Mexico, if I'm not mistaken there. But they also... it wasn't an official confirmation like, well, there will definitely be a race, but it was something like a letter of intent, or I'm not quite sure how they called it. There should be a race in... or there could be a race in Miami for 2021. And I've seen the proposed track layout. I mean, first of all, I think to have a race in Miami, it sounds cool. Definitely would add more viewers from the US, I would guess. And I think I've even seen a statistic lately that the fans, or the Formula One fans from the US, increased quite substantially compared to last year or the last couple of years, so that's good. And obviously another race would be good as well. So maybe first of all, your thoughts on the Miami race itself, but also I don't know if you've seen the track layout, what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I don't like to judge track layout purely based on simulated sketches or renderings like that. I mean, it's the same with Vietnam. When we get there and actually see the circuit in action and see the cars going around it, it'll be a much different story. I mean, Baku, for example, I hated Baku when I first saw it, but now I actually quite like the track. So yeah, basically, the race has been agreed in principle. It's not officially confirmed, but I think it's going to a vote in the Miami County or whatever county they are part of. I'm not that up to date on my US geography, but I think they're voting, I think it's next week from when we're recording this. I think it's on October 28th. They're set to vote on it, and that will either be pushed through or thrown out. But I mean, the event, the Miami Grand Prix, as it more likely will be called, as we already have a US Grand Prix, it's been met with quite a bit of unrest and disagreement from a lot of Miami locals who don't want to see it arrive.
Why? I've only seen comments, I don't know, mentioning parking spaces or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it would create a lot of disruption, and I mean, in one case, a Formula One race in Vietnam, for example, let's say, compared to Miami, makes much more sense from a tourist point of view, because Vietnam is a really growing country right now. Miami is one of the more well-known and famous cities in the whole world anyway, so it would cause a lot of disruption. I think because we've had this story about Miami for a while now, and the circuit layout, I think, is different from the original one that was proposed. I think the original one was set to be pretty much in downtown Miami, but this is a bit further away. It's still in the city, but it actually goes around the Hard Rock Stadium, which is the home of the Miami Dolphins, the NFL team, the really famous NFL team. They're
so famous that I don't know them.
I mean, NFL is a huge sport, not just in the US, but that's what the track layout is designed around, and yeah, it looks okay, I think, but again, it's kind of hard to judge from, well, this early, I guess.
Yeah, so maybe we can. So you said in a week's time they will vote. So let's see. Maybe if they announce it on Wednesday or something, we will have to wait for two episodes until we can talk about that vote. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to find out how that's going to pan out. Maybe looking into the closer future, we've got the Mexican GP coming up this weekend. And first thing I noticed was that, there's a time difference again. So races will be, or races and the race and the qualifying will be much later into the day. I think it's okay. I'm not against it. But other than that, there aren't too many topics, I think, going into the Mexican GP weekend. One thing we should maybe talk about, not specifically for the Mexican Grand Prix, but in general, I think Williams announced that Nicolas Latifi will get some FP1 outings for them, and this strongly, obviously, hints that he might be in with a very good chance for that second seat alongside George Russell for 2020, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's the obvious candidate, I guess, probably the leading driver to be taking that seat. So, I don't think he actually, I need to check up, but I don't think he actually has his super license as of yet, but he should do when the F2 season ends in Abu Dhabi. I need to confirm that, but from what I last when I last looked up, I think that was what the case was. But
do they actually get super license points for doing FP1s?
Not yet, but I think next year they will. Have points for FP1 session. I think it's only like one per session, and you can only give like three per year or something like that. So not that much.
Great.
But I mean, it could help some drivers get over the line and. Yeah, we'll see. But how much can you really learn in a 90-minute session? One or two weekends in the year. Like I said, he is probably the favorite for the seat, and three FP1 sessions. I think he's taking over Robert's car in Mexico, then George's in the US, and then he's back for Brazil, but I'm not quite sure whose car he'll be taking over there. We'll wait for an official announcement from Williams, but if I had to guess, it looking most likely that it's going to be him. Obviously, the name Nico Hülkenberg is still getting thrown in there, but I'm not so sure if Hülkenberg would want to go to Williams. Of course, it's the team he started his F1 career at, but it's a very different team. Well, from what we can see, which is their position on the grid, it's still a very different team. I mean, I know the team back then wasn't that competitive in 2010, 2011, that period, but they were at least still in a better shape then than they are now. So I'm not sure if Hülkenberg would fancy that, but we'll see.
If I was Hülkenberg, I wouldn't do it. I mean, there is no big regulations change for 2020, and they're so far off. I mean, they won't just find 2 seconds or what overnight. So yeah, I don't think this will happen. I much rather think, as you said, that Latifi will get that seat. And before we end this week's episode, also maybe a little little piece of information before the Mexican GP, that there will be a new DRS zone added. So we had that for, I think, a couple of races this year, where they added a zone, a new DRS zone. And this time it's basically on the mini straight before the stadium. And of course some people will say, well, that's not a straight where you can overtake really. But I don't think that this is the intention of the FIA. I think the intention is much more to bring the cars closer together, because of the stadium section is a quite technical and slow section where cars will lose downforce when they follow each other too closely. So I think the aim is to bring them closer together before that section, so that the Yeah, the time loss resulting of the dirty air in that stadium section is a bit minimized to have a better chance of an overtake on the main straight, right?
Yeah, I heard that about the DRS zone, but I haven't actually officially seen the circuit map. I don't know if you have either, but yeah, I haven't actually seen the official circuit map, but that DRS zone is not really, well, yeah, I mean, you can get a pretty good toe in that section if you can follow after the S's, but it would bring them closer into the stadium section and then down the main straight after that, so which is quite a long main straight. So we'll see how much it works, but in terms of overtaking, especially at that part of the circuit, I don't really expect it to do much.
Yeah, so I've got the information from or I read it on Twitter, and it was posted by Toby Grüner. So if you don't follow him on Twitter, he's a really it's worth a follow. Always good information from Automotor and Sport in Germany, and he's usually quite reliable. So I would guess that the information is correct. But other than that, I'm really looking forward to the race because, well, Mexico always threw up some great races in the last couple of years. I still remember the Vettel rant after getting a penalty. And of course, we had great scenes with Lewis Hamilton becoming champion. Who knows what this race weekend will bring us, but the track itself is great, offers some good opportunities to overtake. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Until next week then, goodbye.
Goodbye.